Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Kishor Kishori Jaya Kishor Kishori Jaya Kishor Kishori Jaya Kishor Kishori Jaya Jagatnath Jagatnath Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramhansa Parivajak Acharya Shruta Shraddha Shri Srimati Divine Grace AC Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai All glories to assembled devotees All glories to assembled devotees All glories, all glories, all glories to Guru and Gauranga Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaivam Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiri Nashte Prayeshu Vadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttam Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtaki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7 Chapter 15, text number 45. Yaman narkayaratam atma vashopakalam kalapamam Narkayaratam atma vashopakalampam Dhati grishta charana charanaya nishtam Jnanina chito balo dadhat ashta shatruhu Swananda tushta upasanta idam vijayat यमुन निर्कयारतम आत्मा वाशोपकलम धत्ते गृष्टाचरणाचरणयाम निष्ठाम ज्ञानिनिजम अच्युत्याबलो दधात अष्टाशत्रुः स्वानन्दतुष्टा उपासान्ता इदं विजायात् यामन नरकियारतम आत्मा वाशोपकलम्पम् धत्ते गृष्टाचरणाचरणयनिष्ठाम् ज्ञानिजम् अच्युताबलो दधाताष्टाशत्रुः श्वानन्दतुष्टा उपशान्ता इदं विजयात् यवन्नर्कया रतम् आत्मा वशोपकल्पम् धत्ते गृष्टाचरणाचरणया निश्चम् ज्ञानशिशम् अच्युतो बलो दधातश्च शत्रु श्वानन्दतुष्ट उपशान्त इदं विजयात् यावन्नर्कया रतम् आत्मा वशोपकल्पम् धत्ते गृष्टाचरणाचरणया निशातम् ज्ञानिजम् अच्युताबलो दधात् अष्टाशत्रु श्वानन्दतुष्टा उपशान्ता इदं विजया यावत् एज़ लॉन्ग एज़ Nirkaya, this human form of body, Ratham, considered to be a chariot, Atma Vasha, dependent upon one's own control, Upkalpam, in which there are many other subordinate parts. Dhate, one possesses Grishta Charana, the lotus feet of the superiors, namely the spiritual master and his predecessors. Archanya, by serving. Nishatam, sharpened. Gyanism, the sword or weapon of knowledge. Achutya Balaha, by the transcendental strength of Krishna. Dadhat, holding. Ashta Shatru, until the enemy is defeated. Swananda Tushta, being fully self-satisfied by transcendental bliss. Upashanta, the consciousness being cleansed of all material contamination. Idam, this body. Vijayat, one should give up. Translations and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. As long as one has to accept a material body with its different parts and paraphernalia, which are not fully under one's control, one must have the lotus feet of his superiors, namely his spiritual master and the spiritual master's predecessors. By their mercy, one can sharpen the sword of knowledge, and with the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one must then conquer the enemies mentioned above. In this way, the devotee should be able to merge into his own transcendental bliss, and then he may give up his body and resume his spiritual identity. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 9, the Lord says, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvata tyaktva deham punarjanma neti mamiti so Arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. This is the highest perfection of life, and the human body is meant for this purpose. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 20, Text Number 70, Nardevam adyam shulbha shudur labham plavam shukalpam guru kanardharan maya nukulena nabhash vritritam umam bhavabhadam nataretsatmaha. This human form of body is most valuable boat, and the spiritual master is the captain, Guru Karnadharam, to guide the boat in plying across the ocean of nations. The instruction of Krishna is a favorable breeze. One must use all these facilities to cross over the ocean of nations. Since the spiritual master is the captain, one must serve the spiritual master very sincerely, so that by his mercy, one will be able to get the mercy of Supreme Lord. A series, Achyutya Balaha. The spiritual master is certainly very merciful to his disciples, and consequently, by satisfying him, a devotee gets strength from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Guru Kripa Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Bij, in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya, Chapter 19, Text 151. One must first please the spiritual master, and then one automatically pleases Krishna and gets the strength with which to cross the ocean of nations. If one seriously desires to return home, back to Godhead, one must therefore become strong enough by pleasing the spiritual master. For thus, one gets the weapon with which to conquer the enemy. And also, one gets the grace of Krishna. Simply getting the weapon of Gyan is insufficient. One must sharpen the weapon by serving the spiritual master and adhering to his instructions. Then the candidate will get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In general warfare, one must take help from his chariot and horses in order to conquer his enemy. And after conquering his enemies, he may give up the chariot and its paraphernalia. Similarly, as long as one has a human body, one should fully use it to obtain the highest perfection of life, namely going back home, back to Godhead. The perfection of knowledge is certainly to become transcendentally situated, Brahmbhuta, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, Text Number 20. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, also in Chapter 18, Text Number 54, Brahmbhuta prasannatma na sochiti na kanchasti sma sarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labate param. One who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward all living entities. In that state, he attains pure devotional service. Simply by cultivating knowledge, as the impersonalists do, one cannot get out of the clutches of Maya. One must attain the platform of bhakti. Bhaktayamam abhijanati yavan yas chashmi tatvaha tato mam tatvato jantva Vishati Tad Anantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of Supreme Lord, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Bhagavad Gita, text 55, chapter number 18. Unless one has attained the stage of devotional service and the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna, there is a possibility that one may fall down and again accept a material body. Therefore, Krishna stresses in Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 4, text number 9, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvata tyatkeva deham punarjanma neti mameti so arjuna. It's repeated. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving this body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. The word tatvataha, meaning in reality, is very important. Tato mam tatvato jnanatva. Unless one understands Krishna in truth by the mercy of the spiritual master, one is not free to give up his material body. As it is said, Aruya Krishena Parampadam Tatva Patanti Adho Narada Nadrita Yushmadam Angreha. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Text Number 32. If one neglects to serve the lotus feet of Krishna, one cannot become free from the material clutches simply by knowledge. Even if one attains the stage of Brahmapadam, merging in Brahman, without bhakti, he is prone to fall down. One must be very careful in regard to the danger of falling down again into material bondage. The only insurance is to come to the stage of bhakti, from which one is sure not to fall. Then one is free from activities of the material world. In summary, as stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one must get in touch with a bona fide spiritual master coming in the parampara of Krishna consciousness. For by his mercy and instructions, one is able to get strength from Krishna. Thus, one engages in devotional service and attains the ultimate goal of life, the lotus feet of Vishnu. Significant in this verse are the words Jnanism Achutya Bala. Jnanism, the sword of knowledge, is given by Krishna. And when one serves the Guru and Krishna in order to hold the sword of Krishna's instructions, Balarama gives one strength. Balarama is Nityananda. Vrajendra Nandana he Sachi Suta Hela se Balarama Hela Nitai. This Balaram comes with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and both of them are so merciful that in this age of Kali, one may very easily take shelter of their lotus feet. They come specially to deliver the fallen souls of this age. Papi tapi yatachila hariname udharila. Their weapon is Sankirtana, Harinam. Thus, one should accept the sword of knowledge from Krishna and be strong with the mercy of Balarama. We are therefore worshipping Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan. In Mukunda Upanishad, chapter 3.2.4, it is said, Nayam Atma Balahinena Labhyo Nacha Paramada Tapsyo Vapi Alingata Etir Upayer Yatate Yastu Vidvamas Tasyesa Atma Vishate Brahma Dhamma. One cannot attain the goal of life without the mercy of Balaram. Sri Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Nitayera Karuna Habe Vraje Radha Krishna Pabe. When one receives the mercy of Balaram Nityananda, one can attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna very easily. Se Sambandha Nahi Yara Vrita Janma Gela Tara Vidya Kulehi Karibe Tara. If one has no connection with Nitai, Balaram, then even though one is very learned scholar or jnani or has taken birth in a very respectable family, These assets will not help him. We must therefore conquer the enemies of Krishna consciousness with the strength received from Balram. Om Gyan Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpatarubhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayaivacha Patita Nam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So, thank you for being here this morning. I seek everybody's blessing, especially Krishna Muni Mataji. It is an honor also to speak in her presence, and also it makes me very nervous. So I hope whatever good I will say is just because of her inspirations and her teachings. And thank you so much, Mataji, for being here with us in Chicago. Before we start with discussion on this particular, on text number 45, I just want to read the translation of previous text because it is very, very relevant for us to continue with our discussion. In his discussion with Yudhishthira Maharaj, Narada Rishi says, in the conditioned stage, one's conceptions of life are sometimes polluted by passion and ignorance, which are exhibited by attachment, hostility, greed, lamentation, illusion, fear, madness, false prestige, insults, fault-finding, deception, envy, intolerance, passion, bewilderment, hunger, and sleep. All of these are enemies. So we have such a big list of enemies to conquer. And it is not easy in this material world to conquer these enemies without somebody's help. And in the next text, 45, which we are discussing today, Narad Rishi is informing Yudhishthir that who that person could be who will assist a human being in this material world to conquer all those enemies. So when I was reading this text, I was particularly thinking about two situations. One is hopelessness and one is hope. So when one reads about these enemies, which are so difficult to conquer, we are so attached to so many things in our day-to-day life that it is not very easy to get rid of them. But on the other hand, we have hope. And that is what Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the purport of text number 45. So when we are talking about winning these enemies, there are few weapons, you can say, or few tips which Srila Prabhupada provides us. So the important thing is that we have to take this shelter of a spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada says that just having the knowledge that we have to get rid of these enemies is not sufficient. First of all, to get that knowledge itself is very, very difficult. Without the help and advice and instructions of a spiritual master or senior Vaishnavas, it is not possible for us to even think of getting rid of those anarthas or those enemies. So we have to take shelter of spiritual master. And we need a spiritual master at all stages of our this devotional journey. Right from beginning till end, we need the guidance, support, and advice of a spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada says that spiritual master is very, very compassionate and merciful. And they are always ready to assist us, to guide us, to help us to make progress in our devotional life. We have several examples of this, and the best example one can think of is Srila Prabhupada himself. He, at the mature age of 60-65 years of age, he made this voyage from India on a cargo ship to come to the United States, just because he took the instructions of his spiritual master very, very seriously. He took them to heart, and in a way, the instructions of the spiritual master empowered him to carry out whatever he did in this world. So taking the instructions of spiritual master sincerely and following them is very, very important if we have to make any progress in our devotional life. Then the important question comes is, why is it so? Why do we need a spiritual master in our life? So Prabhupada gives this example in so many of his classes, that only a qualified jeweler will be able to identify a diamond, a valuable stone. For others, for a person who has no knowledge of precious stones, even a very, very valuable diamond will appear like a stone to him, maybe a shining stone, nothing more than that. But you have to be a qualified jeweler to realize its real worth. So same way, when it comes to knowledge, what is that knowledge? What we are looking for? It says we have to have the knowledge, but that knowledge will come to us only through a spiritual master. Spiritual master will be able to impart us the knowledge, and with his instructions, we can make further progress. There is another important point in this context, that in Kali Yuga, it is not very easy to find a bona fide spiritual master or a guru. We have so many examples where aspiring disciples are cheated. And it's a very interesting thing I was hearing, that especially it is valid for India, that there are two professions for which no qualifications are needed. And one is a politician. So in India, you don't really need any qualifications to become a politician. As a matter of fact, less qualifications you have, better politicians you will be. And secondly, to become a guru. So in India, you find gurus right on the street. You can just go anywhere, and there will be so many gurus who will be ready to make you a disciple. But what kind of knowledge they would like to impart you is very interesting. They are mostly looking for what you can do for them and not what they can do for you. So we have been very, very fortunate that we have, Prabhupada has brought us in connection with Parampara, so that we are able to, we don't have to go and search in this, situation for bona fide people who could guide us. We have in all ISKCON centers, ISKCON temples, we have this opportunity to come in contact with senior Vaishnavas who are always willing to discuss and talk to us about Krishna consciousness, how to make a basic start. Because until and unless the foundation is strong, one cannot really be strong in his devotional life. And that's why the role of a spiritual master and guidance of a senior Vaishnava is important right from the beginning. So once we have done that, once we have come in contact with a spiritual master, and we are, through scriptures, through instructions, through the hearing, we are gaining some knowledge, then Srila Prabhupada says, gaining knowledge is important. Because what is knowledge, first of all? Knowledge in our context, in when we are talking in Krishna consciousness, knowledge means to understand our constitutional position. Most of us are struggling or are totally covered with misconceptions. When it comes to our own identity, the number of misconceptions we have is unlimited. And to first of all, to identify the true position is important. And once we have found that, then there is some hope that we can progress further. But Srila Prabhupada says, and Narad Rishi also says to Yudhishthira Maharaj, that just getting the knowledge is not enough. The enemies we have to fight with, the enemies we have to win over, they are so strong. And in Kali Yuga, they are really very, very powerful. So it is very easy for us to become a slave of these enemies. So we need to, the knowledge has to be supported by mercy of Krishna. And again, Srila Prabhupada is explaining how we can get that. I was just thinking as we were doing Guru Puja little while ago, that Prabhupada has made it so interesting and convenient for us. That every day in the morning, we do Guru Puja, we sing Guru Ashtakam. And this is just a reminder for us also to see the importance of a spiritual master in our life. I often think about it that we, in all ISKCON temples, there is Srimad Bhagavatam class every day in the morning. And if we hear different speakers, generally speaking, the message is same. As a matter of fact, even when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, there are different personalities giving instructions. But the essence of those instructions is quite similar. But still we do it every day. So I feel that it is Srila Prabhupada's way of reminding us every day that why it is important to have spiritual master. That is the reason we are doing every day. We are singing Guru Ashtakam in the morning. We are doing Guru Puja. This is just to remind us that the role of a spiritual master is paramount in our life, and we should never forget that. As a matter of fact, without the mercy of the spiritual master, it is just not possible to take even a step further in devotional life. And then the next thing is that one can, in the translation, it is said, by their mercy, their means spiritual master and the spiritual master's predecessors, one can sharpen the sword of knowledge. And with the power of Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one must then conquer the enemies mentioned above. So I was thinking about the analogy which has been given, that we may have a, you know, I don't know what exactly you call it in English, but the instrument with which you cut wood. Saw, yeah. So if we have a saw and we are trying to cut a big log of wood, but it is not sharp enough, we can spend hours and hours together, but we will not get the desired result. So until and unless the saw is properly, is ready and is sharp enough to, you know, act on that log of wood, we will not be able to get any success. So same way, the knowledge which we have acquired in our practice is, if it is supported by the knowledge, by the mercy of spiritual master, and the strength which comes to us by mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, then only we can win over those enemies, those anarthas. So there are one or two more points I would like to make, and then we can have some discussion. And the other important thing which we all know is that the human form of life is very, very precious, very, very rare, and it has a purpose. And that purpose is to attain love for Krishna, to serve Krishna and go back to Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada says, I was reading one of his lectures, I don't remember exactly where, but Srila Prabhupada says that do not wait for next life. Try to do that in this lifetime. And he has sacrificed his life to make it so easy for us, to make it very convenient for us. The only thing is that we have to realize it, we have to take steps, and we have to seek proper guidance. And then we are on the right path, and hopefully we will achieve our goal. So to summarize, there are three important points in this particular text. One is that it says here in the beginning that as long as we have no control on our material body, we need the protection of spiritual master. The protection of spiritual master helps us in many ways. We discussed part of it. And the other important part is that it helps us to refrain from committing sinful activities. The spiritual master at the time of initiation asks us to take some vows. And when we follow those regulative principles on the instructions of spiritual master, that is helping us to stay away from sinful activities. So the protection of your spiritual master is very, very important. Then the other point is the knowledge which we are trying to gain, that of course comes through instruction of spiritual master and his predecessors, that means other senior Vaishnavas at this time or even before him. And finally, we have to sharpen the knowledge which we have attained, and that comes to us through the mercy of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada says that even if we may have all this, you know, until and unless we have mercy of Krishna, it is quite likely that one may fall. Even in the previous verses, Srila Prabhupada has discussed that number of the qualities which we are trying to acquire, they are not of any use until and unless we use them in Krishna's service. So only by using whatever knowledge we have gained, whatever qualities and skills we have, you know, acquired, if we use them in Krishna's service and we sincerely ask for Krishna's mercy, then all that knowledge, without that, all that knowledge is not of much use. So see, Prabhupada says in purport that even if one attains the stage of Brahmapadam, without bhakti, he is prone to fall down. One must be very careful in regard to the danger of falling down again into material bondage. The only insurance is to come to the stage of bhakti, from which one is sure not to fall. Then one is free from the activities of the material world. So, in summary, as stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one must get in touch with a bona fide spiritual master coming in the parampara of Krishna consciousness. And for by his mercy and instructions, one is able to get strength from Krishna. So that is the way Srila Prabhupada has shown us. And if we follow these instructions carefully and sincerely, then we are surely going to make progress in our devotional life. Thank you so much for hearing. I would like to invite comments, corrections, additions.
You gave the analogy of the saw and the tree, and I was thinking the tree is passive, and if your saw isn't sharp, the tree just stands there and you work hours and hours and hours. But with these enemies, they're not passive. So you have if you have a dull sword and you also work very hard, but they're also working very hard, eventually they'll take the sword away and the sword will become warped and confused, and so many other complications will be there, because they're not passive, they're aggressive. Kali Yuga is aggressive, and it fights back in many different ways. So Prabhupada talks a lot about Balaram and Nityananda and taking power from them, because the opposing forces are extremely malefic, and they're very aggressive, especially in Kali Yuga. So we really have to be, not only have the knowledge, but we have to have the determination and the allies with which to defeat those enemies.
Thank you so much. That's true.
I was just thinking about the instruction of taking shelter of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, and how exclusive is in terms of, you know, well, for us it's very natural because we belong to the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. But we also understand, you know, that Lord Chaitanya is Vrajendranandana and Lord Nityananda is Balaram. And in terms of, as Prabhupada explains, he quotes the verses, the principle of Guru, the Guru Tattva, is an expansion of Lord Balaram. And so I was wondering, in terms of the exclusivity of taking shelter of Lord Nityananda, in terms of others, sampradayas, to be able to obtain, you know, the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. I mean, I know that, say, the Sri Sampradaya is, the worship is Lakshmi Narayan. So I'm trying to put the question is in one sense, you know, unless we come to take shelter of Gornitai, there won't be access to entering into the service of Radha and Krishna. So that will apply to everybody, including all the other sampradayas. So I was trying to think on this exclusivity of taking shelter of Gornitai like that, if you can, if that makes sense what I'm asking.
The only one, I mean, I do not really have a very, you know, detailed answer for your question, but one thing which I know for sure is that in all the sampradayas, the role of a spiritual master is very, very important. And in our society, we approach Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda through our spiritual master. So how they do it in other sampradayas, or what are the instructions and teachings in other sampradaya, I don't know exactly. But even in the other sampradayas, they follow the instructions of their spiritual master or their previous acharyas very, very seriously.
It seems like those people would be representatives or assistants of Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda. That it's not just, I mean, ultimately it is the personality of Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Balaram even more so than but the, not only the sampradayas, but, you know, like even Jesus Christ, they act as representatives of Balaram, of the mercy of Balaram and the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, to bring us along, so we come through that avenue, and eventually we get to the point where we come in contact directly with Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda. So, you know, there's a down line, it would seem.
Any other comments? Jitendra Prabhu? Thank you so much, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.